Do you feel now more than ever that you need to make a shift in your wellness? Listen to this podcast, Inner Wellness, with Dr. Naz Parsian. Let's make the shift happen.
So many of us might have been in a situation experiencing a lot of chronic conditions like fatigue, headache, gut issues for some years and just, you know, going from here to there, finding the solutions and jumping from this problem to another problem and seeking help from doctors, health professionals, taking different medications, but still no final solution. If that is you, or you have someone who is experiencing and going through these kinds of problems, then this episode is for you. Sometimes we just need to find another way of healing and just going deeper into our healing journey and finding a very more productive, lasting, and deeper approach. Okay, so today I'm going to have an amazing person in my show just to share his journey on healing from fatigue to vitality. How amazing is it? A journey from fatigue to vitality. So if you are interested to know more about this journey, then be with me. Hello, hello, wellness seekers. Another episode with another amazing guest. As I promised before, I just started to invite amazing legends and guests to share with us their knowledge, their journeys, and all the super amazing information and life-changing topics. So today, I'm so excited that I have in the show with me Christian Martino. He is a heart-led educator. Oh, I love the word heart-led. Facilitator, coach, and a speaker, empowering individuals, families, and teams with the knowledge and tools to achieve optimal mental, emotional, physical, spiritual, and social well-being. He has personally worked with more than 4,500 people and has facilitated with numerous organizations, including the Man Cave, the Rites of Passage Institute, YMCA, Driven Outcomes, Heart Quarters Australia, Game Changers, and Landmark. Christian is the founder of The Timekeeper, an ex-management consultant with strategy and part of the PwC network, and taught business at the University of Melbourne for 5 years. He's passionate about the intersect our human health has with the natural environment and has spent time living and working on land, learning regenerative agriculture, and loves to cook nutritious meals. Oh, I love it. Christian brings a unique perspective, blending ancient wisdom, traditions, and modern science to empower people to become the best leaders they can be. This is exactly what I am at, and I love it. With no further ado, I would love to welcome Christian.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Welcome. This is amazing to have you on the show, Christian. Okay, so just tell us about yourself. Tell us a little bit about your story. I understand that you had a very, I don't know what word can be used for that journey, because I just had a chat with you. It was so inspiring. But your journey, you know, from your, you know, some health issues you had before, and how you have gone through those journeys and you healed yourself, not with conventional medicine, with your own way. So tell us about it. Just share with us a little bit, you know, about your journey and your story.
Yeah, beautiful. So even as you ask that question, what kind of comes to me, especially from just the whole journey, the health issues and all that, is teaching me the ability to listen. And for my whole life, you know, people always say, you need to listen. But do we really know how to listen? Because for the first 25 years of my life, I was listening to the voice inside my head that had an interpretation or opinion about every single thing that was happening in my life. And I didn't know that there was a reality outside that voice. And I studied business and I taught business. But if I look back at all of that was me listening to outside sources to guide me into business, because, you know, the influence of my parents, the influence of teachers, I never listened to within me, beyond the voice or outside world, to something that's a bit deeper, the heart, the soul, whatever that may be, and because I was never taught about that. And when I got sick, you know, I was sick for so long, chronically over 7-year periods, constantly to the doctors, antibiotics, in and out of bed, injured my body, you know, going to see physios, doing exercises. That just became my life. And there was no one there to tell me, no, there are other lives, there are other ways to live, rather than just constantly treating symptoms. And when I got fatigue, where I'd wake up every day and couldn't function properly, that was the point where I was forced to start. I can see now, life wanted me to listen. If I kept drinking alcohol, putting sugar in my body, staying up late, you know, all these things, my body was saying, no, you need to listen now. And every time that it had, you know, I was sick and da-da-da, I didn't know how to listen. No one ever taught me. I just went to get the antibiotics. I just did this. And as I go through that journey, you know, I was still, you know, then I became a management consulting and, you know, I worked with a lot of people, but I was still suffering a lot because I was constantly in the thought loops of, you know, for example, oh, when am I going to find a person to be in relationship, or when am I going to find my real purpose? You know, constantly these thoughts causing me suffering in the present moment. And again, that's showing me, if I can just listen to those thoughts, why am I having those thoughts? It's karma. Yeah. And I think the journey since then, as I go deeper, you know, through all those things you mentioned, working with people and connecting with nature and indigenous wisdom and all of that is life just teaching me how to listen, you know, to beyond what we just see in a three-dimensional physical reality. What's the wind saying? What's the ocean saying when it's roaring? What's it saying when it's flat? When I put my body in the water, when it's roaring, what do I feel inside me? You know, I'm made up of 70% water. And when the ocean's calm and I go in, what do I feel inside of me? You know, I had to go to a meditation retreat to first to be able to get my nervous system and mind quiet enough to even tune into those subtle sensations that are going through this body, which is physically alive and is made up of biology and chemistry, that's vibrations constantly moving. And only then, now I can feel that sensation from the water. Wow, it's like tingling. It's like my body's alive. Wow, I can feel that all through my legs. But, you know, for the majority of my life, I was just living in my head, trying to hustle and look good for people. And, you know, what I was engaged in was looking good and having friends so I'm not alone, and, you know, like just hustling and trying to make money. And it's just a different world now.
Wow, Christian. Oh, my God. I can actually be just a quiet, silent listener to you for hours. That is so, yeah, that is so powerful. So powerful. So it's it's so interesting that you came to this state from the business platform. Just tell us about that. So what was your aha moment that, because it's very different, you know, just being in the business platform. I had, you know, a couple of times students, because I was a lecturer for nursing students for so many years. And I had sometimes, you know, nursing students who came from business area just to study nursing. And I was always curious. It's not, there is no connection. How come, you know, from business to be a carer like that? I'm not just, you know, it's just, I'm not saying that, you know, they are, we are not aligned, we can make alignment, but it's just a bit very different. So tell us about it. What brought you from that point, being a businessman and business teacher and all, to this very deep spiritual state?
So I've done a lot of inquiry, you know, over the years into understanding what was it from my past that drove all of these actions. And, you know, what I can see is that, you know, if I go back into the past, I can see, my mum's influence from a very young age, she made me, you know, study maths and learn numbers. Yeah, and that's the beginning of, you could say, accounting or numbers, right? And then as you go through and I undo more, I start to learn, my mum really instilled money and financial security into me. And then as I get to know my mother more, you know, I understand, there was a time in her life where she's carrying some scarcity around money because she was nearly on the street in her family during a really difficult time in Singapore. Now, I was conditioned by my mother, and at first that had a negative impact on me when I discovered this, because then I became, money and love are separate. And now I just want to prioritize love over money. I'm not interested in money. Yeah, and then I have a scarcity mindset around money now. You know, what manifests, the irony is, what my mother tries to instill into me will manifest as that. Yeah, because we're resisting life. So even though she's trying to help me get more money, now I have a scarcity around it. Now I go opposite. So this is the classic parenting you hear. It's like what we try to put into our kids, they kind of go the opposite way. And that's part of the listening journeys, rather than adding stuff in, is how can we listen to life? And then as I went through, you know, in university or high school, a teacher saw potential in me and said, you should do university accounting in BCE. And I thought, okay, you know, I haven't got my center yet, my ability to make my own decisions yet. That's still forming, right, as a teenager. And so, yeah, that sounds like the path. And so then naturally at the end of BCE, well, I'm going to study business because, you know, science, I don't know anything really about. I'm not a musician. I'm not an artist. Right. But I didn't know that yet. We can come back to that. You know, I didn't know that the world is endless possibilities. You know, I was defined by my identity, which is defined by the friends I have. You know, and I just look for safety. I can see how much fear comes through us as we grow as human beings. I'm just looking for safety, money. What's my purpose? I need to get a job so I can buy the house. So I can, you know, it's all just safety and grabbing. And there's nothing wrong with that, but society has conditioned me to think that way, to live that way, to be that way. Now, when I studied commerce, you know, it's something my brain knew, my intellect knew, so I did okay, I did well. Yeah. And then over time, you know, I'm in now in this university funnel, which you can think of it, you know, as a sales and marketing funnel. They're taking in students, and what's the incentives of the university? Well, for the professors, it's to publish as much of the best academic journals as they can to get the best teaching metrics. And at a higher board level, it's to put students into high-paying jobs and to fill as many jobs as possible so that the university rankings will be good. So now I'm in this funnel. So all the information that's being fed to me, you know, every event I go to is, become an investment banker or management consultant or accountant. And then because I have this ambition going through me, well, I want to become an investment banker or consultant, because that's what all the top students are going for. And so then I become funneled. Yeah. And I become good at business. I learn all the things, you know, well. And then, you know, I go on exchange, it expands my horizons. I study in the US and I travel a bit around the world, and I come back and I do honors. And honors was the first time in my life I started to think for myself. Mm-hmm. Because now I was presented with, you have to create your own research question, select your own research method, create, you know, get the, collect the data, analyze it. And now I'm going, oh, wow, everything I learned in uni was just made up.
Mm-hmm.
Some person had a theory, collected some data, made it up, and then over time, whichever one feels like it's got the most stick, maybe there's some agendas behind it or cultural things, well, that's the one that takes off. And then we teach people at university that this is life. Yeah. And then I started to uncover all the unconscious biases and agendas and the money that where that's coming from behind research. And, you know, so then I went into my dream job, though, because the whole time it was management consulting. I was told solve the world's most important problems with the smartest people and make lots of money. Like, who's going to say no to that as a young teenager or young person in their
20s? That's right, yeah.
Yeah, who's going to say no to that?
No one.
Unless that person is so connected to themselves that they're so self-aware and they have such a strong foundation in themselves. And I didn't have that yet, because we're not taught that. We're not taught that in our education system. And so I went into this management consulting role, but this was after I already had a year off, where I got a health coach, I explored meditation, yoga, and, you know, I started to open my mind. Oh my God, the food system. Wow, I'm like poisoning myself. Wow, we're poisoning the earth. Oh my God, all this processed stuff. No wonder I'm sick all the time. Wow, I'm meditating. Oh, I can witness the voice in my head. Oh, wow. And emotions. Oh, that's just energy in motion. Oh, and wow, all these people are sharing and crying so vulnerably, and they're all suffering. Wow, look at all these stories of people.
You were awakened.
Definitely. Then I went in, you know, to the office, mm-hmm. and I was already a different person, but my identity, yeah, my friendship groups are all in that space. Everything I knew, I studied for 6 years. You know, am I just going to let that go? I couldn't, yeah. So I stayed in this job that wasn't for me. And that showed up in my performance, yeah, because I'm just not there. I'm not passionate about it. You know, I was running a firm-wide meditation for PwC and giving talks. I was more passionate about that. But yet my day job, 60 hours a week, is on an Excel spreadsheet and PowerPoint.
Yeah.
And that's just not my path.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, coming back to your question,
because it took me clear with yourself, you know, you just got connection with your own inner self. Yeah, amazing. Yeah, sorry. Yeah,
That's it. And that's what it became. A very challenging time for me, because I'm burning out, because my ego or identity is trying to keep me in this job. I need to stay for a year. I need to, you know, all the stories that get collected. And if you ask people for advice, they're like, you know, stay for a year, you know, protect your future. But all that advice is just based on their own experience. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, and many haven't explored their internal world. And then, you know, as I left, I never looked back since. But coming back to your question, do I look at, so what really led me to business? Well, you could say maybe it was my mum. But then I go even beyond that. It's like, you know, you go beyond that to the source of whatever this body, this, you know, consciousness was meant to learn business, was meant to understand that world, was meant to meet all those people. Because what's the second, third order effect now of all those people are in my community and field, and what influence do we have on each other? You know, almost like a mycelium network, is I'm meant to have these. So I don't regret it. Da, da, da. I had to go through the suffering to learn the lessons, to be able to share this with the next person that comes along that's in my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all connected. And so, you know, now I'm on a different path, but I have some those skills. I have that knowledge. I have that awareness.
Yeah. Oh, there are so many things that I'm going, actually, I just grabbed from your talk, and what I want to talk about them in more depth. But I know that it can take for hours and hours if you want to talk about it. But just let's go back to that conditioning, you know, situation, that because I think that's the main thing, which is absolutely, you know, affecting every human being. So, you know, so strongly, and people are not really aware of. That's a problem, because we all humans, we are very conditioned to so many things from childhood or even before birth, you know, which we're just going to go deep into the rabbit hole. It could be even from last generations. But mostly, you know, I'm just focusing on, yeah, family, society, and all you know, the definitions we have, yeah, about gender, about age, about the, I don't know, the social state, social self, and all of those things. How we can, you know, what do you suggest as the most practical way and the first step for people to first understand this conditioning? Because I think awareness is the very first point, because before, you know, before understanding and before becoming aware, we cannot break the chain. Yeah. We should, yeah. So what do you suggest for people to, yeah, to facilitate this understanding and this awareness about all these conditioning around?
So I'll first start by speaking to why would someone even want to take that journey? You know, why would you want to change your life, essentially? And some people, like myself, had a physical illness. Some people have a mental illness. Some are living a pretty content, great, happy life, financially abundant, but they always just feel like something's missing. There's always something missing. I've got this beautiful relationship, you know, this, everything's great, but there's just something missing. And then there's just people that just want to live their best life. You know, they're so inspired. They just want to, you know, expansion. And all of those point in the same direction for me, which is for myself, you know, it's not that I chose this path. It's more that it chose me. My sickness took me into this. It's the greatest thing, because life is serving us to wake up and grow our consciousness.
Absolutely.
So all the people that are sick, if we stop looking at it as sick and treating a symptom and seeing, ah, what's out of alignment? What's that wanting to show us?
Mm-hmm.
And every organ is connected to a certain emotion. Yeah. Everything is just energy, like the inflammation through our body. So, yes. You know, as you speak about that, there's like two key just basic things at the beginning of this journey,
mm-hmm.
which is you change your diet,
mm-hmm.
you change your life.
Yes, very.
And then meditation,
mm-hmm.
you know, meditating so that you can create a distance between the thought, the reptilian brain thoughts happening, and your cognitive ability to make decisions or just witness and listen to that and not act on the thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
Because many of us are living inside of our thoughts and emotions as if that's reality and real. And then the world just becomes this constant entanglement of people's thoughts and emotions. Ah, I got a problem with that. I'm going to go fix that and create a business. Well, hang on a minute. Why don't you inquire into the thought of why you have a problem with that? And then if you go inwards, you may start to uncover deeper, there's trauma.
Yes.
And that your thought or interpretation of that is not real for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I went on this journey, you know, I started with diet.
Yeah.
I started with meditation. I started with yoga. But what I see, it's not unique to me, is that's the beginning point for many. Mental health problems, physical health problems, you know, or some crazy, you know, life-changing experience like a car accident or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then people go in that rabbit hole, and naturally I see for many people it goes down psychology, and you start to explore your brain, your mind. And then as you go deeper and deeper into the spiritual realm, well, you start to realize, oh, the chakras, oh, I've heard of them before, but oh my gosh, I can feel my heart pulsating. Oh, wow, I can feel energy in my third eye. And then you start to go into more of the quantum physics realm and the biology and the chemistry realm. So all these subjects I had no inkling or interest in high school. I wasn't ready yet. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm just feeding the biology. I'm not feeding. It's not my appetite or my taste for something. No, I might be feeding a fungus that's in me that's growing and causing me illness. And I have celery juice thinking, you know, oh, this is great. But now I'm just feeding candida, which exists in my gut. Mm-hmm. And then chemistry, you know, the hormones, the testosterone, you know, the estrogen, all the thing knows by watching TV, I'm giving it a bit of a dopamine hit while I'm doing this. And then I think that's my life. But my life, I'm not empowered. I'm not in the mastery of the self. I'm just a slave to the chemistry, mm-hmm. biology, mm-hmm. and the societal conditioning, which I want to emphasize, there's nothing wrong with living that path or that life or anything like that. But for myself, I was forced into this journey where I've just awakened and learnt more and been so curious and energized and experienced a level of vitality or health or bliss or whatever you want to call it, or emotional stability.
Yes.
Yeah. But I had to undo, you know, it's not an easy journey in the sense of sick, whereas now I experience greater depth of highs and lows because I'm expanding my body's capacity and releasing trauma and suppression. So there's more fluidity where I become more one with nature, so that when the full moon is up, I can feel its energy now going through my body. Yeah, when I touch the ground or I'm in the water, I can feel that I am literally becoming one, more one with nature, because the density in my body, the inflammation and all the blockages in an energetic level that cause blood issues and water issues and lymphatic system issues are becoming more fluid. And as you go into the, you know, the chi or the Tao, those Asian traditions, there's more energy flowing, therefore more information coming to my system in the form of light. Yeah. Everything needs light and space to grow. Yeah.
Wow. Oh, you just touched the word that is always connected to my soul, oneness. And you know, when you talk, I really feel it. I feel that energy because it's all about oneness and connection. And yeah, so I love that you simplified the two words, diet, start with diet and meditation, because foods have energy.
Yeah.
Don't they? Yeah. Yeah. And a lot of time we just ignore it. And yeah, we're going to be a victim of environment and the situation,
yeah.
while we do have that power inside. Yeah,
yeah.
So amazing.
And
yeah,
we are literally making ourselves sick with the food we eat. A lot of mental health, you know, depression, people that have these cycles that can't get out of them, it's not because of them, it's because their chemistry and biology and everything has been made this way. Because, you know, when we understand the food system, is we are pumping pesticides and toxins into the soil and the earth. Now you're growing your main foods from there, the grains, the fruits, the vegetables, even the meats, you know, the cows and the chickens, they're eating from this source. Yeah. And then we're harvesting it. But when we're harvesting it, it's much less nutrient dense, because when you put the pesticides and all these things in, you're decreasing the quality of the soil. Therefore, that plant needs to take more energy to grow, and then more pests are coming through. So you've got to pump more pesticides in,
yeah.
because you've got lower quality plants, you attract more pests,
mm-hmm.
and then you ship it to a supermarket. Yeah. And then it looks beautiful in the supermarket, looks great. And then you eat it. But really, we're only taking in who knows what percentage of the potential vitality yeah. of a carrot compared to another carrot.
Yeah.
And then that, you know, the soil is our gut, essentially.
Yeah.
So the health of the soil. And so if you're damaging the quality of the soil around the whole planet,
mm-hmm.
decreasing food, not even just food security, it's almost like vitality, like security, like well-being. And then we keep buying, and then it's just this cycle, and farmers are running out of money, right? So as I more recently, you know, I've been working on the land and learning about regenerative agriculture and permaculture, and connecting that to my experiences of doing detoxification and all the diets that I've experimented with, and isolating different foods and understanding the impact that has on a personal level. You know, I can feel it for myself personally. If I eat gluten, the gut is irritated. Oh. If I have dairy, the lymphatic system starts to get blocked.
Yes.
If I have fish that's not quality sourced, my underarms start to smell.
Yeah.
all these slight things.
Just so, yeah, it's just so resonating with me. You know, I actually cut off dairy from my diet 2 years ago, and massive change has happened, and I had IBS and it's gone.
Yeah,
totally gone. And a lot of, you know, my migraine has gone. Mm. I had migraine for 20 years and it's gone. Yeah. So yes, so diet actually is, yeah. And I know that it's just a little bit difficult for everyone to access to 100% natural stuff.
Mm.
That's a challenge. Mm. But yes, I'm 100% with you about those supermarket stuff. And sometimes actually they bring more toxicity into our body. And yeah, and tell me about the pharma stuff, you know, medications and those, you know, it's all about. Yeah, I'm not against, you know, conventional medicine, but I think, you know, we just need to see what's the problem. So if the problem is something really urgent, emergency health issue, it's a little bit different than so many chronic health issues that, you know, people are on medication and all toxic stuff for the whole life. And yeah. And yeah, amazing point. Yeah. So tell us about, you know, because let's just go back to the very first part of the podcast. You talked about listening. And in the context in regards to your own journey about your physical problem, you know, fatigue and those stuff, how did you listen to your body? You know, I know where are you now because you are in different state now, but I'm just, you know, trying to ask you to go back to that state and just give people a clear picture about what does it mean to listen to your body? What does, because a lot of time when I'm talking to people and I'm just, you know, my clients and I'm saying, listen to your body, they ask me, what do you mean about listening to my body? How can I listen to my body? Yeah. Just, you know, just go a little bit around it.
Yeah. If I look back, you know, again, I was just living from my head. So the reason I got sick in the first place was I didn't have a mind-body connection. I was just like, you know, as I'm working at a desk, I don't even know if I'm breathing. And the thing is, because I'm so stressed, concerned, thinking, oh my God, am I going to get this done in time? Am I going to get to the thing? What that's doing is contracting my respiratory system, contracting, yeah, the blood. And so I'm just in here. So the practice for me of meditation and yoga is it takes time. Right, is to quieten the mind. There's a whole world to discover in meditation. At first I think, oh, I'm putting thoughts in rubbish bin. No, someone tells me, no, that's not meditation. And then I think, oh, just keep focusing on my breath. Oh, but there's way more methods and you know. And then yoga is the practice of, again, you're very much focusing on your breath, but I'm moving now. Yeah, so it's adding another element, right, to the practice. And this is starting to slowly quieten my mind down. I still go to yoga and some days be thinking a lot, but, you know, in Shavasana, maybe I'll be lying there and going, oh, this is just the most peace I felt all week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's the experience. And then over time, right, the more you practice, the quieter this gets. So therefore more attention or awareness, I have more capacity to have that awareness. You know, you can do a body scan to come up the feet and toes and, oh, there's a little tingle in my knee. Oh, I've never noticed that before. Oh, my back, my lower back's quite sore.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to go get a massage and release that.
Yes.
Oh, my chest. Oh, it's so sore.
Yes.
Oh, I need to cry because I've been suppressing my sadness for years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's a journey. It becomes a journey from that point.
Yes.
Right. And now, you know, as you kind of go on the journey and you can do energy work, there's lots of energy healing. And because in the dense form, we're in the physical layer. But as we come down to the molecules and the atoms, right, and then we come into the finer energy, it's just all just energy vibrating and moving, right? So we can release things from a physical realm, massages. We can release them from an energetic realm. And as you say with modern, it's not against modern medicine. It's modern medicine and holistic, you know, ancient health need to be integrated together, right? It's the sum of the whole parts.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I've always looked at health is I always go down the natural route first.
Yes.
And then the chemical and then the structural.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But the issue is a lot of us aren't connected to the natural world in both health and medicine, but just in life.
Mm-hmm.
So I give you an example of this. I hadn't connected as deep to nature as I had until I was living and working every day on the farm,
mm-hmm.
where I can actually start to observe what's happening with the temperature, which plants are growing, which birds are moving, mm-hmm. what happens to me. I'm having my hands there. I'm feeling things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm changing by just being there.
Yes.
I don't have to do anything. My body is changing.
Yes.
Yeah. And then when I went into a supermarket after a couple of months for the first time, or even a town, I was like, whoa, these lights, they're so bright. And all this marketing, wow, take me, I want to leave. I'm on the other side now. I'm actually on the other side where now, because I need the contrast to see, this is what I mean by changing.
Yes.
Wow, those lights, we're programmed with the lights and the marketing.
Mm-hmm.
When you spend enough time away, you see the impact it's having on your physical health, your mental health, your emotional health, your consciousness.
All package, yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Now you taste the carrot from the supermarket and you taste the carrot and you go, this tastes like nothing. This tastes delicious.
Yes.
This makes me feel good. Yes. This, I'm just eating it probably because I'm just eating it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I got to put in all these flavorings and all these things because it doesn't taste very good. And now I've got a headache and I'm sick and I have all these issues. So I'm going to take some drugs and chemical things to get rid of the headache rather than all I need to do to get rid of the headache is jump into a soft body of water. Why? Because the energy of a soft body of water is the healing.
That's right. Exactly.
But what stops us is comfort, because I can see myself. I could see how much fear I have of nature. Anything that moves in nature, mm-hmm. it was blind to me. It was in my shadows. I'm scared. Why don't I go out on certain days into nature? I'm scared of the cold. The rain. I don't want to get wet. And then when I liberate myself from all that reptilian brain fear,
yeah.
I get to feel, wow, this rain feels like it's healing my body.
Yes, yes.
Wow, those bird sounds, I can quieten my mind and listen, and wow, I can feel the vibration of that peacock sound through my whole body.
Yes, yes.
Exactly. I don't need to pay for sound healing. I have sound healing right here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can totally relate, because I have had, after, you know, my job, after my cesarean section, I had chronic back problem, back pain, and it was, you know, after some investigations, it was indeed a genuine physical, you know, kind of disc degeneration, or I don't know, something like that. But at some stages, I actually got really victim into that situation, because it just said, no, why me? Because I'm a very active person. I could actually work, you know, 18 hours out of 24 hours a day, but now I can't, you know, why that happened to me? So yes, to be honest, for some years I was like that, but then I decided to change and first accept the suffering.
Mm.
And I just started with acceptance and said, this is part of me. Okay, I am Nas with back pain. And after this acceptance, I started to connect to, yes, the things that you say, the food, you know, the meditation, nature. And I, you know, immediately got the message of healing. When I was, for example, walking for an hour and I felt back pain, and I just said, okay, I need to connect now to something in a deeper level. And I straight away got my response from my body, which is, oh no, absolutely less pain. And I can continue walking now. So it's totally resonating with me, yeah. And I can understand. Yeah. So amazing, amazing. So
with the even to like understand these things is, you know, anytime I have a physical health condition or something, again, it's to look at it from multiple angles, because everything starts off as energy. And then most things will form into emotions, energy in motion. And then most of that we suppress or repress, whether conscious or unconscious. And so there's a beautiful woman by the name of Louise Hay, and she has a website called Evolve Within. And she's over her life experience and as well as channeling, has come up with an understanding of which physical part in the body and any issues with it represent which emotional, spiritual part. And for example, I injured my lower back twice, my L5, and the back represents the support of life.
Purity and yeah.
Yeah, and the lower back is especially fear around safety and security and money and this. And so it's even first looking at, and you know, some people go, well, I just injured my back playing sport. Yeah, but if you go deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper to the layers and look at how that energy that's suppressed influences your behavior, your thinking, why you're exerting yourself,
totally
you're trying
right.
to hold everything together. You're trying to hold everything together, your family, your life. You got now tension in this point in your back, which is now in your fascia, which is now in your muscles.
Yeah.
This is how it all is. So again, we need to now, because we've got a back problem, we've got to address it in the physical realm. But if we keep addressing that and keep not integrating the emotional, spiritual part, well, the back thing will just keep happening and you keep doing the exercises your whole life as a symptom thing,
yeah.
Unless you get to the root cause.
Oh, it's absolutely true. And you know what? And sometimes even when you heal it, and it was so me, you know, the things you talked about. And even, you know, when you heal it, at some stages, it may come back to give you a message when you are right in the right place. I totally understand it, because I just said, okay, I didn't have actually my, you know, back pain. It wasn't severe at all for some years. How come it's coming back now? How come, you know, I'm starting to investigate inside, you know, of my body and find the message. The message is, this is not the right place for you, or this is not, you know, you need to make a change. You need to, this is not safe. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so amazing how your body is communicating with you. Yeah, it's so,
And this, you know, as a framework of reference, our conscious mind is 5% of our intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
Our subconscious, which you substitute as our body, is 95. And then as you come through the conscious, just imagine a glass of water. The conscious is the top of the water. The subconscious is the water. And then at the bottom is the superconscious realm. What people might call the field, the Akashic records, you know, in religion, people call God. Now, we build up so much stress and information and stories and trauma over our life. Our glass of water is dirty.
Absolutely.
Our body has got, illness, you know, suppression, energy stockages, you know, the chakras aren't clear. So what happens over that journey is you do meditation or yoga, or people use the term healing. People are like, why do I need healing? I don't need healing. I'm fine. Well, no, the healing journey is taking out the dirt from the water, which your body is 70% water, taking it out from the blood, taking it out from the brain, the thoughts, And if you have a clear glass of water now, you can use your conscious mind still. We love the conscious mind. We love discernment, rationality. And then we use the subconscious, right? The body reading the 95% of the intelligence.
Yes.
And now we have access to the superconscious, where if you start to see very successful people in the world, how did they channel that book? How did they make so much money? They're connected to what they would always say, intuition or God, or they use their gut instinct. Everyone's got words for it, right? But the healing journey, success, you know, our vitality, our well-being, stories, relationships, it's all connected, right? And to read the body. So I'm at the stage now where, when I make decisions, I'm talking what I'm going to eat. I'm talking how do I feel after that. I'm talking where am I going to live, or do I want to take this person on as a client, or da da da. I read the body.
Mm-hmm.
And for myself, we've got different bodies too. So for myself, my decision-making center is my sacral, my sacrum.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I tune into that, and I tune in, and there's some sounds, and you feel, just a feeling, right? Is this a yes or is this a no? And sometimes it says yes and no to things, and my brain goes, what on earth? Like, I'm about to spend $500 on this thing. Why am I buying this? Why? I don't want to buy it, you know? And I just do it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, yeah, is overriding my limited conscious mind or rationality,
yeah,
which only has knowledge based on past experiences.
Okay.
So it can only keep repeating the past, versus the subconscious, which has infinite potential and possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that life is here to support us through experience.
Yeah.
And so then you're living from your body.
Absolutely.
And then you make a decision that's off. You make, because it's, you don't always get it right. Ah, it builds some tension in the body. I made a decision to live in this house, and then you get stressed and overwhelmed, and the house has mold and da-da. Yeah, and you can see how your body is going to get, and it's telling you, you made the wrong decision.
Yes.
But we don't live like that. People, you know, if we live from the mind, it's like, oh, is it the right amount of money? And, oh, but I just moved in. I can't just move out now. That would make no sense. And, you know, yeah, oh, I just entered this relationship. I can't leave that right now. That would, you know, but the body was here to support us. And then you make another decision that's in alignment. Oh, it's so free and pure and clean.
Yes. Yeah, that's why, you know, relying only on your brain or your head mind is not, it's not helping, because, you know, that's why, you know, a lot of people, when they rely only on head mind, they just get tangled in thinking, you know, overthinking just to make a decision, while they're just repeating the circles. Because, yeah, as you mentioned before, all they can get from thinking is whatever, you know, is already there in the subconscious layers and already, you know, experienced. There is nothing new. But the body, the intuition, and I believe the heart doesn't have any filter. And, you know, yeah, it's a journey. It's an ongoing journey. It's not something that can happen, you know, like that, but it needs to, we need to start, you know, at some stages. And yeah. Oh, I know that we can actually talk about this stuff for hours, Christian. And yeah, we can just go deeper and deeper down to the rabbit hole. And yeah, and it's so amazing. And I definitely want to have you again another time on the show, just to talk about, so from fatigue to vitality. That is so powerful, so powerful, connecting to your body and start with diet and meditation. And yeah, the whole, you know, whole things, you know, you just talked about, they are, I think, you know, people get a lot of value out of it. So just tell us where can we best connect with you, where people can find you.
Yeah, I've never actually had a website, so it's funny that people can find me on social media, on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. And I work with people at the moment, typically one-on-one, and that's to help them with, you know, this journey, the emotions, the spiritual aspect, the well-being, the life, the relationships aspect. And really they come in with intentions, the people I work with. And I'm just providing a program and a structure and all the tools and knowledge. It's not mine, that I've learned through the journey. And then it's those people that they take the actions and create transformation. And people that want to live their best life in a relationship that's open and loving and financially abundant and living their heart's passion work, that's kind of what it's about. So yeah, anyone's welcome to reach out to me on through the social media channels. And I really just live inside a trust that everything's vibration. And we bring in at a vibrational level where magnets, electromagnetic fields, we magnetize to us what's at a vibrational level that is meant to serve that person or myself.
Mm-hmm.
And we repel that which no longer serves us.
Excellent. So Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn, yes?
Yeah.
And your name, you know, on your...
Yeah, Christian. Yeah, Christian with a K, and then Martina.
Yeah, okay. So please just, you know, check it out. And I'm sure that, you know, everyone finds it absolutely inspirational. And yeah, a lot of, you know, values and guidance there. So I would love to ask you the final sentence that you can give people as a piece of guidance, as a piece of inspiration, or, you know, your own favorite quote of all time. So yeah, what is it?
I think relevant to today, what's really come through is listen to your own bodies, your bodies, listen to your own body's intelligence.
Wow.
Because it has everything, you have everything you need in there.
So powerful. Listen to your own body and intelligence. I love it. I love it. Already connected to that message. Thank you so much, Christian, for joining me and jumping on the show. And I would love definitely to have more chat with you in the next episodes. And yeah, so if you don't have anything else right now for the audience, I think I have to let you go and then we'll catch up later.
Well, I'll just say, yeah, thank you for this opportunity and just thank you for being you. Like, I just, through you doing this and, you know, hearing more about your journey, just your heart, you know, and how much love you have that's just coming out of you. So really just acknowledging you.
Thank you so much, Christian. Bye for now.
Beautiful. Bye.
Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. And I'm very looking forward to hear from you for any inputs, suggestions, and also your subscriptions. Thank you.